to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. And friends, we've passed the Feast of Dedication, Hanukkah, which has nothing to do with Christmas, but has everything to do with Jesus, although the rabbi won't tell you that. And we've passed the day commonly called Christmas, which involves the remembrance of the birth of the Messiah, which has everything to do with everything.
Well, it has a lot to do with Jewishness, from Jesus' circumcision, recorded in the Gospel of Luke, to Simeon and Anna at the temple in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. The whole account in Luke chapter 2 is about Jewish stuff, and it's about Jesus, and that's the way God intended it. But friends, let's make this connection now. You see, Jesus came as the Jewish Messiah, died as the Messiah for all people, and he's the one who said, I've not come but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's what Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 15. But the point is this, that what Jesus did, he did for everyone, Jew and Gentile alike.
Whosoever calls upon the Lord will be saved.
Hallelujah. Now, we're talking about the Hanukkah celebration a few weeks ago, and we just want to back up a little bit, because now that we've just passed the celebration of the birth of Jesus, it just reminds us that what he was born to do, he was born to die. He was born to shed his blood for the atonement of our soul. He wasn't born to leave this earth peaceably. He wasn't born to die of old age. He was born to die a horrible death, shedding his blood.
The punishment for our sins was upon him, so that we could become the righteousness
Hallelujah.
Of God.
Yes. Now, in doing that, let's look back at the Feast of Dedication at Hanukkah. You know, what we said is, and what you should know, we hope, is that the Feast of Dedication is all about a revolt that took place in ancient Israel, roughly 168 BC, when a Seleucid emperor,
a Greek emperor, say,
tried to stop Judaism in Israel.
And tried to impose Hellenistic or humanistic worldview and activities on the Jewish people.
And what he did was he trashed the Holy Temple of Jerusalem, outlawed Judaism, basically sacrificed a pig on the holy altar, erected a statue of Zeus in the Holy of Holies, and desecrated the temple spiritually as well as physically. And it was started a revolt by the Maccabean family against the Antiochus Epiphanes, the ruling general.
Yeah, those Jewish people who said God is the center of everything, not man. The Torah, the word of God stands, not the word of man, revolted against this Greek, Hellenistic, humanistic way of thinking, and actually miraculously prevailed.
That's right. There was no chance that these Maccabean, and we call them ragtag, of course we have no pictures or direct evidence of this, but we know from general writings that they were in the vast minority. The armies of this general were huge.
Oh, they were the biggest armies in the world.
And this ragtag group of Maccabean rebels were fighting against one of the greatest rulers of the world, as you said. That he had all the equipment and the personnel.
He had a lot of elephants.
And huge armies. And they, after 3 years, and Ted, the thing is that in 3 years of fighting, there was a great loss of life and huge amount of bloodshed.
A lot of blood was shed.
That's right. A lot of blood was shed until they won back the territory of the Holy Temple at Jerusalem, which was no longer holy.
No,
it was unholy.
It had been desecrated. It had been polluted.
Literally.
Had been given over to idols. It was dirty and disgusting.
And what happened? They wanted immediately to clean the place up and rededicate the temple to God. That was their zeal, rededicate the temple to God. And friends, that's what the revolt was all about, rededicating Israel and the temple back to God. And watch how Jesus fits into this. We touched on it lightly before. We want to get you tomorrow to listen to Messianic Minutes and understand how Hanukkah, the Feast of Dedication, and Jesus go hand in hand.
We are Messianic Minutes. We're in our 20th year of recording and celebrating, and we'd love to hear from you this year. Be in touch with us through the website, messianicminutes.com.
That's messianicminutes.com.
You can get our street address there at messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Jacob.